Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for August 17th. Today's word is oppune, spelled O-P-P-U-G-N. Oppune is a verb that means to fight against or to call in question. Here's the word used in a sentence by Ken Allen from the Morning Sentinel of Waterville, Maine. However, if bicyclists consider themselves excellent climbers, here's the real question. How fast can they ascend a hill or mountain? That's the real point to oppune. Oppune was first recorded in English in the 1400s. It came to Middle English from the Latin verb oppugnare, which in turn derived from the combination of ob, meaning against, and pugnare, meaning to fight. Pugnare itself is descended from the same ancient word that gave Latin the word pugnus, meaning fist. It's no surprise, then, that oppune was adopted into English to refer to fighting against something or someone, either physically, as in the dictatorship will oppune all who oppose it, or verbally, as in oppune an argument. Other descendants of pugnare in English include the equally aggressive words pugnacious, impugn, repugnant, and the rare word inexpugnable, meaning incapable of being subdued or overthrown. I'm Peter Sokolowski with your Word of the Day.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.